This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. I'm Tina Camilla alongside Tisha Ik and Julie Jacobs with this hour on Health News Digest. Tap water. One minister says it's safe to drink. Another recommends boiling.
Okay, so who said who? Who said what now? So Water, Land and Natural Resources Minister Dr. Xavier Jayakumar said in Parliament that water that comes out of water treatment plants throughout Malaysia is 100% safe to drink straight from the tap.
Memang air yang keluar dari pipe boleh diminum di seluruh Malaysia. Tak ada masalah. Kalau ada masalah, itu masalah tempatan. Bukan sebab loji yang... Air yang keluar dari loji-loji yang kita ada di seluruh Malaysia 100% boleh diminum.
Yang Mohd Menteri terus minum air daripada pipe ke?
Memang saya minum terus dari pipe.
Yeah.
Well, he says he drinks it straight from the pipe. We have a Twitter running on... we have a poll running on our Twitter page. Would you drink tap water in Malaysia without boiling it? 108 people have voted. 86% overwhelmingly said no, they will not. 14% of people said yes, they will. I'm sorry, I'm taken aback because there are people who, like Minister Xavier Jayakumar, feel quite confident to drink it straight from the tap.
Let's take a poll of the room. Like, how many of us would actually drink straight from the tap?
No.
Okay. We're part of that 86%.
Just like I wouldn't eat moldy bread at all, even after you've cut it out.
But you know, a lot of people, like through Earth Matters as well, scientists that I've spoken to, they always commend us for our water and say, you know, you guys are so lucky, you can drink your water straight from the tap. And I was like, yes, but we still don't do that.
Right. Yeah.
But it's strange. When I went to England, I was happy drinking water from the tap without a second thought.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Colonialism. But you know, Dr. Xavier isn't the first to make the claim. We interviewed Shahbaz back in 2016, and their spokesperson, Amin Lin Abdullah said the same thing.
Well, as far as the water quality is concerned, from the water quality standards, you can actually drink from the tap. There's no harm.
Okay. But what's stopping most of us? We obviously have concerns.
See, whenever there is any work done in the distribution system, you find that there'll be, for a short moment, the water will be not clear, crystal. But after some time, if you just let the tap on for a while, the water will be clear and it is drinkable.
Are our standards on par with other countries?
Yes. As far as the water quality from Shahbaz, it is at par with world standard, not just Malaysian standard. It's the WHO standard.
So the National Water Service Commission, or SPAN, as we know it, confirmed that our water supply is not only clean and safe to consume directly, but also free from E. coli bacteria. However, our Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Lee Boon Chye, said that treated tap water must be boiled before drinking. He said that the water is supplied through pipes, of which some of them could be old and rusty.
Mm. And we have a Twitter user, Anips, who replied to our poll, said, "Oh hell no, kalau baju putih boleh jadi coklat, lagi mau minum."
And but what Amin Lin Abdullah said, like sometimes, you know, the water will turn brown, but that's probably because, you know, it's been cleaned, the pipes were being cleaned, you let it run for a bit and it turned clear.
And we do face that if we've had a bit of water disruption, and when you get your water supply back, it's a bit
it's
muddy at
brown,
first. But anyway, picking up on Dr. Lee Boon Chye's point, if the water is rusty, what exactly is in there? Rust is actually just oxidized iron, basically, and could originate from iron or steel water pipes that have become corroded over the years. So what you would get there is maybe a constant presence of rust in water. But if you get a sudden appearance of rusty water, it could be that a water main has broken or a fire hydrant has been activated or some other disturbance in the water supply, as we do constantly experience. Iron particles can turn tap water either yellowish, which indicates low amounts, or reddish brown, which indicates higher amounts. At worst, actually, it just tastes unpleasant or leaves your baju putih looking chocolate, as Anips has complained about, rightly so.
It's happened to me before.
Yes. But according to University of California in Berkeley, in the US, rusty water is actually not a health hazard, except for people with hemochromatosis, which is a rare disorder causing excess iron accumulation in body organs. Otherwise, apparently, a little bit of rust in your water isn't going to really harm you. And I guess the reason there is how much water could you be consuming in the first place. But rest assured, Malaysians, most of the old galvanized iron pipes in our country have been replaced with stainless steel and PVC pipes. So you're actually not likely to get this kind of corrosion happening.
And to give us a little bit of insights on how these old pipes are being serviced, here's Amin Lin Abdullah again.
Aged pipes or old pipes do not have significant effect towards the quality of water, but they could be problematic and concerned from the operational perspective. Aged pipes or old pipes are sensitive to changes of pressure and soil movement. The old pipes tend to easily crack and cause water supply disruption. Hence, as long as we ensure the reticulation pipes are clean, and what we do is we perform air scouring program. It is designed to clean the reticulation pipes using compressed air. This enhanced program focuses on areas that have high possibilities of sedimentation in the pipes.
So if we are looking at what are the common contaminants that are could be present in our drinking water, of course, we are concerned with heavy metals like lead, copper and iron, so of which we've just talked about iron. Ammonia has also been a problem of late. In 2014 and 2016, water treatment plants in Selangor actually registered high levels of ammonia and had to be shut and causing major water disruption throughout the state. Of course, as we talked about in our first story this hour, waterborne bacteria and viruses like Salmonella, E. coli, enteroviruses, rotaviruses, and many others can transmit diseases like cholera, diarrhea, dysentery, hepatitis A, and typhoid. So, you know, always the caution to be careful with your water source as well, because the World Health Organization says that 842,000 people are estimated to die each year from diarrhea as a result of unsafe drinking water, sanitation, and hand hygiene.
Mm.
And in doing some reading for this story, I just wanted to share a little factoid because when you need to test for presence of heavy metals from the water that you've ingested, they look for it using biomarkers like your hair, urine, or maybe blood test. But did you know that the toenail is actually the most useful biomarker to evaluate the body's burden of heavy metal?
I did not. We did not, I think.
No, I did not know. But now we do.
Yes.
I guess everyone's got to check their toenails after this.
And just checking in on the poll again, 127 votes, still overwhelmingly 87% said no, they will not drink it without boiling.
Right.
The water.
Imran texted in to say that, well, technically we wash foods using the water, so I guess maybe it's safe, but does filtered water make it safer? We'll come back to talk more about that on our Common Concern segment after this, right?
Yep.
All right, that's coming up. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.